In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. And so as we gather to celebrate this Eucharist, this perfect prayer of thanksgiving, let us begin by pausing for a moment, calling to mind our dependence upon the Lord in all things. Let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask Him for pardon and peace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. we're supposed to invite all the children to come forward for their liturgy of the word. I'm sorry, I forgot about you. They're all smiling in church. How novel. Lord, we ask your abundant blessing upon these beautiful children and their catechist, that as they go forward to pray over the scriptures, listen to what Jesus has to say and how to follow him. So we ask your abundant blessing, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill. And yet, to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You turn back to dust, saying, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that is past, or as a watch of the night. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like the changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another. Since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. The Gospel of the Lord. As a priest, I have access to many lives. I hear so many different stories and secrets. Some gladdens one's heart, and others make one cry. Some people are so beset by sorrow or boredom that they seem only half alive. Lost in distraction and gripped by routine, they seem to be a San Francisco summer, all gray without hope of sun. Yet I've met others who, despite sorrow and hardship, are truly joyful. And so I wonder, what drug are they on? Life can be hard, but it's not life's difficulties that are the real problem. Robert Ellsberg wrote, "So often the problem is not really sorrow, but the deadness that attends our daily existence, the pace and pressures of the world, the struggle to make a living, the disquiet driven by constant advertising, the distracting drone of consumer culture. All these contribute to fatigue, numbness, and an inability to feel anything at all." In this sense, Koheleth, in our first reading, is truly a modern man. He's locked in work without meaning, lost in life without a purpose, with no empathy for neighbor, no feeling for God, and no feeling for beauty. For Koheleth, death is the final word, and in its grasp, all becomes gray in a land of shades. For what profit comes to a man from all the toil and anxiety of hearth with which he has labored under the sun? All his day's sorrow and grief are their occupation. All is vanity and a chase after wind. The rich man in the gospel is also a modern man, living only to work, caught up in amassing without being fully alive. The gospel comments that our wealthy person became rich in things, but not in what matters to God. Both Koheleth and the rich man would have done better to pray the prayer of Saint Serapion. "We beg you, Lord, make us truly alive." What makes one person so gray and another so alive? Well, I want to suggest that the difference lies in what one chooses to notice. It is the awareness that one brings to life, the wonderment that engages life, and the thankfulness that celebrates life that makes one truly alive. A favorite writer of mine, Rabbi Abraham Heschel, wrote, "Mankind will not perish for want of information, but only for want of appreciation. The beginning of our happiness lies in understanding that life without wonder is not worth living. What we lack is not a willingness to believe, but a will to wonder. Awareness of the divine begins with wonder." End of quote. The truly alive heart refuses to be blinded by life's hardship. Instead, it chooses to notice with wonderment life's beauty, and to celebrate life's goodness thankfully as God's gift. I don't know about you, but I know that there are times when I am half alive, and I need to pray with Serapion, "We beg you, Lord, make us truly alive." But sadly for some, Christianity is just another way of being half alive. Some hear our second reading as just another form of distraction and escape, albeit a spiritual one. And I quote, "If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth." And yet Paul does not allow for such a private spiritual escape to some future Disneyland. A religion for him is no opiate for the masses. Instead, at the end of the reading, he directs our vision right back to the community. Stop lying to each other. Since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Yet we often fail to notice, lost in either distraction or detraction, we miss the grace that's right in front of us. Too much time is lost on the past. We call it guilt. Or wasted in the future. We call it anxiety. That we miss the God who is here and now. Don't hope to live life later if you refuse to live it now. Saint Theophane points out, and I quote, "Do not deceive yourselves with idle hopes that in the world to come you will find life if you have not tried to find it in the present world." End of quote. And so each one of us here, at one point or another, has been caught up in the moment of an especially beautiful sunset. In that moment, we allowed creation's beauty to grasp us and to hold us dear. And from the moment we left, we were so much richer. Sadly, we miss too many sunsets and sunrises. We miss too many beautiful smiles and wonderful people. We miss the Christ who is all and in all. And now, as a sign of our unity as Catholics, let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, unmade, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and he suffered in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And now let us turn to the Lord in prayer.
For the church, entrusted with the treasure of God's kingdom and eternal life, and for all who are witnesses to the spiritual life and riches that Christ offers us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people and government leaders on this civic weekend, and for the spiritual renewal of all young pilgrims of hope in Rome and at home, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the cessation of war and restoration of peace in Ukraine, the Middle East, and all lands torn by strife, and for the starving and homeless people throughout the world, especially in Gaza. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and hospitalized, and for those affected by storms, floods, excessive heat, or lack of rain, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the witness of those who have left all things and consecrated their lives to God in religious life, and for all who are absorbed in materialism or sluggish in prayer, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died in Christ recently, and for the physical and spiritual well-being of all parishioners, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving God, these are our prayers. We present them to you in great faith. Grant us always a deeper faith and the courage to accept your answers to our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Our offertory hymn is Only in God on, it's number 578.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made, will become for us the bread of life. By the mingling of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. sanitizer. Thank you very much. Let us pray that this our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours, that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
And therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. together with Leo our Pope, Paul our Archbishop, the clergy, and all those who serve your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. That through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. And now with great confidence we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will not hunger, and whoever believes in me will not thirst.
Our communion hymn is Gift of Finest Wheat, number 345. Thank you.
Let us pray. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to be seated for the announcements.
Join us for the first of our concerts celebrating the 40th anniversary of the magnificent Paul Fritz organ at St. Alphonsus Church this Friday, August 8th, 7 p.m. Our organist and our music director, Andrew, joins the Choppers Brass Quintet for an evening of music for organ and brass spanning the centuries from the Baroque to present day. We hope to see you there. Please be cautious of fraudulent text or email messages claiming to be from Father Colin Parrish or any staff. Note that Father Parrish or any staff will never ask personal favors, such as purchasing gift cards or sending money via text or email. These are swindles. Always check the email address used. You may also call any of our parish offices if you suspect you got a scam message. Thank you for your understanding and vigilance. Our parish family is blessed with an active and vibrant social justice commission, which includes groups like St. Vincent de Paul, the Knights of Columbus, and our sandwich-making ministry for St. Martin de Porres. These ministries carry out meaningful, charitable work in service to those in need. If you are interested in helping or making a donation, please check the bulletin for more information and contact details. Your support makes a difference. Have questions, concerns, or thoughts about partners in the gospel? We invite you to share them using the QR code or link found in our bulletin. Your participation helps guide the conversation, and we'd love to hear from you. Each week, we'll highlight a question of the week in the bulletin, so don't hesitate to ask. We're here to listen and walk this journey together. There will be no coffee and donuts starting today until August 17th due to lack of volunteer hosts. We'll bring it back in time for the youth mass on August 24th. Thank you for your kind understanding.
I only agreed to celebrate this mass because you had coffee and donuts after. Talk about life's difficulty. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. You didn't let me finish. And each other.
Our recessional is number 576. O God, our help in ages past. Thank you.